Schadenfreude, everybody must have screamed, ah! He's a sung hero. A little pushy-pushy. Are you back from listening to Stairway to Heaven twice? Now, those are just words I looked up on the internet.
Unreasonable Doubt, a podcast about West Virginia University basketball, starts now.
Hello from the studio in Nitro, West Virginia. This is Unreasonable Doubt. It's a podcast about West Virginia University basketball, part of the Basketball Podcast Network. I'm Josh Witt. This is episode 24, the Iowa State Cyclones, and that was gut-wrenching in the best way. My wife's watching me watch the game. I'm telling her how much fun this is, and it's like, you know, honey, you watch – you know, people go to the movies and watch thrillers and watch horror movies and action movies where it gets really tense and exciting. And that's how I treat basketball. And that's how I treat watching WVU basketball games. And she's just looking at me like, well, I'm just telling you what I'm seeing on your face. And it doesn't look like fun. And it is fun, especially when West Virginia can get the win, and they did that tonight, 76-71 over the Cyclones. They've won 4 out of 5. They're winning their home games. West Virginia now 3-2 in must-win games on the season. Don't ask me to explain how there can be more than one must-win. I don't want to get into it. I'm just telling you, it's possible, and it's true, and West Virginia is 3-2 in those games. And this is a game where you – see all the bad signs, right? You see a double-digit halftime or double-digit first half lead disappear. You see a momentum-changing technical foul towards the end of the first half. You see your guy who's been carrying you and multiple 30-plus point scoring games not have it, and even worse than that, being helped off the court. And, you know, hustle plays that are sending them to the ground and very slow to get up. You're having all that happen, and you're playing against the, according to humans, the 11th best team in the country. And I would argue if this was early in the Big 12 schedule, this is a game that goes the way of the Texas game, right? That goes the way of the Baylor game, where you're in it. It's a close game. And then call it luck, just call it bad. And I wouldn't call it luck, just bad decisions and bad and not clutch performances at the free throw line and whatnot get you L's. That game tonight is a we've seen that game early in January, and that was a loss at home against a really good Big 12 team. And tonight they won it. And they caught some breaks. Let's be clear. The Mountaineers caught some breaks tonight. Are they due for some breaks? Absolutely. They got to be due for breaks. And should you get all of the breaks in one game? I would like to space those breaks out. You know what I mean? But think about what helped WVU secure this win tonight. Iowa State gets a steal, gets a run out. That guy with the bad haircut misses the layup in a situation where if he makes that layup, then Iowa State's up one. Instead, he misses it. Okonkwo gets a stand there, which feels like forever before giving it to somebody else who gets fouled. And West Virginia makes the free throws to go up three. Next possession, a charge. I mean, how often is that called in that situation, especially how the game was called where it just was all over the place and 6 million fouls in the first 4 minutes of the second half and then let them play another times. Just crazy. All over the board refereeing, and yet you get the call there and then you make free throws again to ice it. And you could just point to so many plays. I mean, Kedrian Johnson was making shots tonight that are very difficult. step back shots. There was a shot, hand in his face, straddling the 3-point line. Made it. Emmett Matthews, left wing three. It banks in. Jimmy Bell shoots a free throw. That would brick on 97 times out of 100. And somehow it finds the bottom of the net. And then he makes the second one. It just seemed like West Virginia got some breaks that they absolutely needed. And then some of this is West Virginia doing things that lost them games early in the Big 12 schedule that won them this game tonight. They made free throws up and down the board. Jimmy Bell made his two. Okonkwo 4-for-6. Stevenson 6-for-6. Matthews 5-for-6. Kedrian 3-for-4. Toussaint 6-for-6. You shoot 84%, and they weren't shooting 84% in those home losses early in the schedule, in the Big 12 schedule. So you get those. When Stevenson doesn't have it, you need other guys to step up. And Kedrian Johnson was making shots, and he had 6 assists, and he was great tonight. And Emmett Matthews finally turned the corner, 7 of 10 shooting, 5 of 6 from the free throw line, got that crazy bank three to go in. Much more activity, guarding some of Iowa State's best players and doing a great job. And just an all-around turnaround game. Hey, we missed you, Emmett Matthews. Welcome back into the fold, Emmett Matthews. On a night we needed you, Emmett Matthews, he stepped up. And it was fantastic. Okonkwo, 3 blocks, 9 rebounds. Again, the first guy in. He's jumped Wagi in the rotation, and he deserves it. Now, should he be shooting in a clutch situation, a post-up move in the paint in that situation late? No, he shouldn't. And yet that worked out all right, where there was a foul called on Iowa State. How many Cyclones found out? At least 3. Clouter had a bad night. Again, that's not a – and he's great. And I keep waiting for 22 to hit a clutch shot, and it just never happened. And that's a break for WVU. That, yeah, some of those other guys were hot, and the freshman guard had a nice little stretch there early in the second half where he couldn't be stopped. And that seems to happen in the Coliseum with point guards. And but 22, he never turned the corner and never had that opportunity to make a clutch shot. And I'm thrilled. And so that puts West Virginia at 15-9. And listen, the importance of winning this game will be felt when West Virginia plays 4 of their next 6 games on the road. Texas trip coming up. And then the other 2-game road trip is Kansas and the team you just beat. So you've never won at Kansas, and the breaks may not go your way in Ames, and that's a really good crowd in Iowa. And so you, with that looming, and you're sitting at 14-9, it doesn't matter the number beside the team. If they're playing in the Coliseum, you got to get them. And West Virginia did that tonight, amazingly.
NBA fans, it's time to bring the hoops action to the palm of your hand with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. This week, new customers can bet $5 and win $200 in bonus bets instantly. Plus, for a limited time, all new and existing customers can get a no-sweat same-game parlay every day. Just go to the DraftKings Sportsbook app today, opt in, and place the same-game parlay on any NBA game. And if it doesn't hit, you'll get a bonus bet back. So the Pelicans beat the Lakers today, so they're on a 1-game winning streak. I would fade the Pelicans, and that whoever they played next, bet against the Pelicans. With love and respect to New Orleans. Download the app now and sign up with code TBPN. New customers can bet $5 on the NBA and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA, with code TBPN. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details.
I mean, it should be doctors in West Virginia, specifically cardiologists, in your first visit to them. It should be on that big list that you fill out the first time you go to the doctor. Do you watch WVU basketball? I'm sure other fan bases have this feeling, and we've heard about Stress Virginia, and it's not every game. To be honest, this year has not been a super, super stressful season. There's only been one overtime game. It got a little dicey at the end of the Auburn game. The stress in the games West Virginia lost, it didn't go down to the buzzer like it did this game. And it wasn't close all the way through like this game. Like it on the whole, 24 games in, it has not been hashtag Stress Virginia very often. I mean, I'm so spoiled this season as far as stress. I was having anxiety when Oklahoma cut the lead to 20 the last game. How stupid am I to get that freaked out in that game and then see how this second half played out, where it is just West Virginia loses the lead. They go down three at one point, get the lead back from the free throw line, down one with a little over a minute left, and listen, Stevenson, as rough as his offensive game was and as rough as his physical performance was tonight, as far as how he was struggling, one of the plays of the game to me, just a play for Eric Stevenson that I wouldn't expect to see in the out-of-conference schedule or even early in the Big 12 schedule, where about 5 minutes left, West Virginia is on a small little run. Iowa State's playing that 1-3-1 zone, and Stevenson gets it in the middle of the zone, and he could have forced something or tried to, you know what? I've missed eight times. I got to shoot the ninth one. Superman stuff. Hashtag White Knight. Shout out to Section 304 podcast. He could have went that way. Instead, he found the hot hand. He found Kedrian Johnson wide open three. And that is a play that just sticks with me of like, not that Stevenson's not capable and not that he's a selfish player, but I think early in the conference schedule, he's feeling the pressure to, I got to make something happen. And instead of that manifesting and him forcing a contested shot, he made the right basketball play, got it to Kedrian Johnson, hits a three. Kedrian Johnson, three threes tonight. Just Huggins didn't take him out. I'm looking at the stat line. He played all 40 minutes. And for all of the, oh, Kedrian Johnson, we know what he is defensively. Should he be starting? And you hear that. Oh, on the internet, you hear that. Huggins isn't hearing that, not listening, and you needed all of his 22 points. And this is the potential of this team when Stevenson, who has been your guy in this turn of fortune from sitting at 0-5 to now having four conference wins and a win over Auburn. Before the conference schedule, that's your hope is that, and in the out of conference schedule, it wasn't one guy taking over. It was Trey Mitchell one night. It was Emmett Matthews, Kedrian have his night. Like the wealth was spread. Joe Toussaint would have a game. And so your hope in tough games, especially at home, is that you can get a team win and you can get, if somebody's not stepping up, other guys will. And that tonight was the best version of that for the season, where you can just go down the list and say, that guy made a play. Trey Mitchell, not a great shooting night, but he made three threes. Jimmy Bell, not his best night. He's kind of struggling on the offensive end, but he had a block. He had four rebounds. He made those two free throws. Okonkwo, just a revelation and fulfilling what Huggins has been saying all along about his potential. That's not a finished product either. As far as Okonkwo, he can just continue to get better. Seth Wilson, he made a clutch three. And of course, Joe Toussaint getting all his at the free throw line, drawing that charge late, doing the okie doke on that breakaway layup. I mean, gosh. I mean, I guess I'm going to sleep tonight. It's not going to be sound sleep. I mean, it is gut-wrenching. And you know what I think? I think Bob Huggins, and he sweat through his pullover, and he's soaked. This is his type of game. I don't want to speak for him. And my guess would be that he would rather have the 32-point win than on Saturday versus the grinded out 600 fouls, guys flying all over the place game that happened tonight. But in his heart of hearts, I mean, this is Huggins' bag. I'm trying to talk like the kids. Huggins was in his bag tonight. When he sees 15 fouls in 4 minutes and he's freaking out over calls and seeing the action stop every 8 seconds. I mean, that was Press Virginia. I mean, Press Virginia, we lived that for 4 years of just foul after foul after foul. And both teams coming into this game, they foul a ton. And they did not disappoint tonight. And somehow only Eric Stevenson for WVU fouled out. And guy stepped up in his absence. And Stevenson super excited from the bench, super engaged. And just a great win. And you needed that one given what's coming ahead. It's going to be rough. And so because of that, you got to get wins at home. And they did it. They did it. I got to say, you know, I've told you, history says you lose four in a row if you're a WVU team coached by Bob Huggins and you're going to have a losing record. And I'm going to have to eat that, like, in a good way. I'll be happy to eat that and never mention that again. I don't – stats like that and history like that and past performance like that, you want it to go away. It does not guarantee future results. And I don't want to speak too soon, but just a couple of more wins and – regardless of what their NCAA tournament hopes look like or playing in the postseason, just that bar of losing five in a row, overcoming that to have a winning record, it defies every other time that it's happened in the Huggins era. And I am happy to eat that. I will eat that. I can burn that list, that stupid the stupid flow chart about if they lose four in a row, they have a losing season. If they don't, they're fine, you know? What a turnaround. Credit to all of the guys making it happen. What a fun, I'm air quoting, what a fun game tonight. I think I've got a knot in my stomach still. Malls are cool. I don't have to tell you this. Malls are back. And around West Virginia, a great mall to go to is the Huntington Mall. Just on a daily basis, they got the cookie place. You can get the yummy cookie slice. They've got, for the kids, they got the train that goes through. Sometimes you can go to what used to be a store and there's a reptile expo. That's on the daily. But specifically, February 10th through the 12th, you need to go to the Huntington Mall. Why? Freeman Sports Cards and Collectibles is having a show in the Huntington Mall. They'll have everything set up. They'll have sports cards that you can check out and buy. They'll have collectibles. They'll have comic books. All the stuff will be there for you to purchase. You could also bring your stuff to the Huntington Mall. Hey, check this out. Would you like it? And you can work that out there. So definitely go to the Huntington Mall February 10th through 12th for the Freeman Sports Cards and Collectibles show. And if you can't make that, give them a call. If you got comic books and sports cards that you want to sell, and they'll buy it from you. 304-416-3631. Freeman Sports Cards and Collectibles. So the next game for WVU is on the road. They're going to take a, I'm just going to prepare you, somebody, you're going to read Texas Two-Step in the upcoming days. And why? Because West Virginia is playing Saturday, 12 noon Eastern Standard Time, 11 a.m. Central Time, ESPN 2 against the Texas Longhorns. And then they'll follow that up with a Monday night game at Baylor. So just be prepared. I'm just preparing you. Do I like saying that West Virginia is about to do a Texas two-step? I don't like it. I don't like myself after I say that. I don't feel great about that. I'm preparing you. If you hear it here, then it will, maybe it'll calm you when you hear it again, right? But first things first, so, and of course, Baylor, after they started their Big 12 schedule rough, they've righted the ship and they're doing great. And they got their guy who was injured, who was on the national championship team, the big guy, I can pronounce Jonathan. And I watched him tonight and he made a three. So he's working his way back. But let's talk about Texas. I'm going to be at the Moody Center on Saturday. I'm going with friends to stay with a friend in beautiful Austin, Texas. And we're going to go to the Moody Center to watch WVU play the Texas Longhorns. And I've never watched the Mountaineers play in a true road game. So this is new territory, and I'm not gonna roll in there with a horns down shirt. Not, you know where I stand on horns down. I'm not a directional horns guy. Chop off the horns, but I don't get a lot out of taking what they like to do and doing the horns up and flipping it over. I will be wearing WVU attire. I know I'll be in the very small minority, I'm assuming, of WVU fans in the building. And I'll be interested to see the hospitality. You know, Texas, maybe they're past WVU. They got their eyes, and it's going to be a few more years, apparently. But they're going to the Southeastern Conference. They're going to have a grand time there. And so maybe it's like, oh, it was nice playing you guys for the last decade, and all the best, you know? I don't know what to expect. As far as performance, listen, WVU lost to Texas in Morgantown. It's not like Texas is bulletproof, but this is a new building. This is not the big snare drum. This is a new building. And so I don't know how good Texas is in their new building. They have only lost that crazy game to Kansas State in the new building, the one where they gave up 116 points. And I think that was close to around the time where Chris Beard was dismissed from the team and then later fired. So you can understand that could be an anomaly given what was happening at that time. But I'm excited to go to Texas to watch WVU play. I'm excited to eat a substantial amount of smoked meats. I'm excited to see you know, Stevenson 30 plus. The previous game struggled tonight. If he's healthy, can, not that I'm expecting 30, but can I see Eric Stevenson in a bounce back game? That'd be awesome. Can Emmett Matthews build on what he did tonight? That'd be awesome. Can Trey Mitchell go back to Austin and give him the business in not his old building, but his old new building? You understand what I'm saying? That will be fun. This is not, so we get to take a break from must wins. This is not a must win, winning at Texas. Texas is playing well. Texas is, they just lost to Kansas at the Fog, but everybody does that. But they have beaten Baylor. They've beaten Kansas State before losing that Kansas game. And they're sitting at 8-3 in the conference. So they have this circled as a win. They're probably right. But hey, West Virginia's won 4 out of 5. They've won in Texas this year. Why not win another game in Texas? Maybe it's a Texas thing. I'm getting ahead of myself. But it'll be fun, right? Have you been to a WVU game on the road, like a true road game? Especially in the Big 12, like I get a picture that happening a lot more in the Big East days. But is there a lot of people going to regular season road Big 12 games in the basketball schedule? I can totally picture people making the trip to Orlando when UCF joins the conference next season. Maybe on a whim, people will from West Virginia will take that trip to Provo, Utah. If that gets scheduled, man, we're gonna miss the round robin. As much of a gauntlet as it's been nice to have the true. I feel like it's the best conference champion in that of the Power Six conferences. In that you've got everybody at home and you got everybody on the road, and whoever is the best, typically Kansas, you deserve it. There wasn't a schedule fluke. You didn't get a break there. You just played everybody twice. So I'm going to miss that. Already thinking about it. Need to stay in the moment. Need to stay in the moment. Also need to take some Pepto-Bismol. Because I've got a little bit of nausea after that Iowa State win. So I'll be doing the podcast from Austin, Texas. Will not be staying for the Baylor game. We'll be back in wild and wonderful West Virginia to watch that game on Monday night. Go Mountaineers. That's it for this episode of Unreasonable Doubt. Listen on all the platforms or just pick one. Apple Podcasts is a great way to listen to this podcast. Also, YouTube. Until next time, I'm Josh Witt, WVU. For the 2022-2023 season, they have 15 wins and they have 9 losses.